Hey, welcome to the first episode of this spoken post from theworshipcommunity.com. I'm Russ Hutto, and I'll be reading a post from August the 15th, 2014, called Let's Sing and Make Melodies. While studying Ephesians the other night, I came across the scripture passage that talks about not being drunk with wine, but instead being filled with the Spirit. Ephesians 5:17 through 20 says, "So then do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And do not get drunk with wine, for that is dissipation. But be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody with your heart to the Lord. Always giving thanks for all things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, to God, even the Father." John Piper, quoting Ralph Martin in his book called Worship in the Early Church, says that the Christian church was born in song. In a great post about our collective worship, Piper says that the reality of God and Christ and creation and salvation and heaven and hell are simply too great for mere speaking. They must be sung. Two thoughts come to mind when reading through these quotes. One, there's an understanding component to expressing God's glory. Two, there is an emotional component to expressing God's glory. Understanding comes when we are taught and when we grasp God's truths. But the emotional depth of feeling God's glories comes from the heart and not the mind. One of the best ways this is expressed is through singing. Piper says, "The reason we sing is because there are depths and heights and intensities and kinds of emotion that will not be satisfactorily expressed by mere prosaic forms or even poetic readings. There are realities that demand to break out of prose into poetry, and some demand that poetry be stretched into song." Music and singing have been and will be central to the Christian faith, because the truths of God, like salvation, mercy, grace, faithfulness, and sacrifice, demand much more than just thoughtful analysis. The heart bubbles up in a form of praise called tehillah. It's this spontaneous, heartfelt praise that goes up beyond the thinking and analysis of the mind. The Hebrew word tehillah is this type of singing that helps us express the enjoyment of God's truths. It's a deep, emotion-driven praise that complements the mind's expression. Singing and making music to the Lord from our hearts is just as important as being taught and learning about God's truths. Piper goes on to say the work of the heart, the emotions, is just as important for reflecting the glory of God as the work of the head, understanding, is. Just know, the next time you feel that psalm, hymn, or spiritual song bubbling up from your heart, even if you can't explain it, that expressing the reflection of God's glory through singing and melodies is a wonderfully biblical and godly thing. Hey, thank you for listening to this spoken post from theworshipcommunity.com. Don't forget to subscribe to our mailing list at theworshipcommunity.com/subscribe, and be sure to like us on Facebook at facebook.com/theworshipcommunity.com.